We would like to speak to you about one of the many powers of focus. It has many powers, and one of the important ones in times like these is to make a conscious decision about where your focus is going to go. Now, we are not suggesting that you do not know anything about the world, but we are suggesting that when you know something about the world that has negativity or has a negative charge on it, that you want to, shall we say, know and go. And that is where your focus is your friend. Sometimes this seems counterintuitive. So there is something on the news, and it does not even always have to be bad news, but it can be something that, shall we say, is not consonant with your heart in any way. And so you hear it. And to be able to hear it, and then immediately after registering it, you have a place to move your focus. Now, that's not going to be the same for any of you, of course, but we are pointing out the power of this because you look at it and then you look at something that is more like your heart. And because that's going to be different for you in your lives, nonetheless, if you have that point established that after you take in this information, you are going to move your focus immediately to a place that is like your heart. And that means you can know what is going on, but you do not try to take it into your heart. Your focus will allow you to look at something where you can soften and take in something good. It is an excellent way to keep balance. Now, we believe you all know what happens when you listen too much to the news. There is that, what do you call it, that overheated head that keeps going around and around and around. And what is it doing to you? That is what we need to pay attention to. If you do not have the power to change what you have just heard about in the moment that you are in, then you want to take your focus and move it as quickly as you can. And that in itself then becomes a power. Now, what about our obligation as women to feel bad emotionally about all the things that are bad? Does this have a nauseatingly familiar sound to it? Let us talk to you about that for a moment. The idea that when you hear something that is not as it should be, and that if you were a good woman, you would suffer with that, is a patriarchal idea. It does not come from the feminine side of spiritual law. The feminine side of spiritual law is always concerned about your energy. It is concerned about what maintains you in the best possible way. However, in the patriarchal teachings, what has been taught is that there is something wrong with you if you do not stop and suffer. Now, there's a difference between suffering and feeling regret, or feeling even sad about something, because we can feel that, but that can be moved through, and we can use our focus to take us out of that field of suffering as quickly as we can. That does not mean that you do not care. That means that you are responding to a higher law than the law, perhaps, that you were raised with. And so often we will take ourselves back into the suffering because we feel that we did not suffer enough, and therefore we are not proving how sensitive and good we are. And we must break that because that was never intended for us. It was intended for us to know. It was intended for us to have the ability to make a moral discernment about what we have heard. That is part of what we do. And then it is our obligation to see in the moment if there is anything, any energy we can put in that would counter what is going on. Sometimes there is, sometimes there is not. But then as quickly as possible to refocus on another part of life, another part of our own lives, another part of what is going on in the world that is beautiful, that is fine. So that our focus is primarily on the things that are like our hearts. When we do that, then we begin to change many things. One of the things, of course, is our energy level. Because when you are, we are going to use a cliche here, when you are thinking of kittens or puppies, you are energized, actually. Your heart is happy. You feel open. There is an engagement with life in this light and lovely way. Now, you do not have to limit yourself to that, of course, because there are many very beautiful things going on in life, and we want to seek those things out. Because when we can refocus, we are saving our energy, we are feeding our heart, and we are allowing ourselves to become more powerful. So when there is something that we can do that needs to be done, then we have the energy and the power and the wisdom to do the right thing. We are going to speak about this for a while because we understand that this can be a bit complicated. So let us talk about it for a bit in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Where your breath goes, love goes. Feel the blue of peace all around you and breathe in peace. Let it go to your thoughts, to your mind. Let peace move through your body to relax, to release, to let go. And open your crown and feel the universe sending a golden light down into your body. A light that knows you, loves you, supports you. Sending the wisdom, the loving kindness, the strength and the power of the universe into your body. and see that it allows the crown to open more widely to bring more into your life that is good for you. Feel it flow into the third eye. And clear the third eye so that it is able to intuit more than it has before. So that you can begin to trust what you know when that knowing is from a place of healing. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and displace any critical words that you may have delivered to yourself or anyone else. Let that move out of your body so that there's room to speak from love, from joy, from peace. Let the golden light flow into your heart. And let the healing in that golden light move across the garden in your heart. Feel it move into your past to soothe old wounds. Into your present to grow the beautiful things you want to be in your life. To increase your wisdom about who you really are and what is true for you. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus. And let the golden light displace any of the emotions you do not wish to hold in your body. And so there is room now for the emotions you want to feel, for the good things you want to hold. Feel the golden light flow into your second center to displace the shame and judgment that might have caught there, making a space for cleansing without judgment. Anything that you want to remove from your life. Feel the flow of golden light into your root. And let that golden light remove any blockage that might be there that would prevent you from forming up the energy to create you. To create you as you want to be, as you want to feel, not in perfection, but in love and power and beauty. Move your attention into your heart center and see that there is a golden table there, and on that table, a gift has been left for you. Rest your mind. Know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.